This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is Newton's third law of motion in physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And then there's Newton's third law in economics, which is, loosely here now, that for every action, there is a business opportunity. Case in point, ChatGPT, the AI-powered chatbot that's become famous for, among other things, being able to generate an essay or really any kind of writing on demand. So, as more students inevitably turn to it to do their homework, school districts are looking for help. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
At Hinsdale Central High School in a suburb of Chicago, students move between classes.
You're going to be late.
Yeah, no, it's every day.
Oh, my gosh.
English teacher David Lang weaves around them and points out posters along the hallway for the classics, old and new.
Catch 22, War and Peace, Becoming by Michelle Obama. There's my Hamlet.
Hamlet, the Shakespearean tragedy, is one of the main texts Lang assigns to seniors taking his literature course. He has them write lots of essays to help them figure out what they think about the play.
I want students to be able to develop their own ability to make meaning of a text.
Recently, more students at Central High School have been delegating that thinking to artificial intelligence. Lang says in just 3 days, there are at least 8 instances of high schoolers cheating by taking writing created by ChatGPT and submitting it as their own.
It does a good job of producing the work of a 17-year-old who is kind of phoning it in.
The way ChatGPT works is you go to the website, it asks if you are a robot, which when you think about it is pretty funny, and you can give it a prompt like write an essay on themes in Hamlet that still resonate today. Within seconds, text starts to appear on the screen as if someone is typing. We'll dramatize it for you.
Hamlet is driven by a desire to avenge his father's murder, and throughout the play, he struggles with the morality of taking revenge. This theme is particularly relevant today as issues of justice and retribution continue to be debated in society.
Lang says no 17-year-old wrote that.
The sixth sense of teachers who've been doing this for a while can see it instantly because it's too smooth.
But the school district in Hinsdale, where Lang works, would like to deter students from doing this in the first place. It already uses software made by a company called Turnitin, which will scour the internet to see if the student is lifting from anything already online and compare it to papers submitted by other students. The district says it pays $17,000 a year for Turnitin and adds it would be willing to buy a new product that will catch text generated by an AI, as would lots of districts, says Patty West-Smith, who works for Turnitin.
We are getting an influx, a huge influx of customers who are saying, we need help. We're not sure what to do.
Turnitin had already been working on creating software prior to the launch of ChatGPT that can tell whether a piece of writing relies on AI and to what degree. Now it's frantically working to release that product this year.
Which is why probably the first version of this that comes out will not be the prettiest thing we've ever produced.
OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, said in a statement, it doesn't want the app to be used for what it calls misleading purposes in schools or anywhere else. It says it's already developing mitigations to help anyone identify text generated by the system. There's at least one free app out already. Princeton senior Edward Tien created GPT-0, which he says can detect how random human writing tends to be.
Humans are like, oh, suddenly I have this thought. And then, oh, actually, suddenly I have this thought. And that causes some differences.
And ChatGPT has its own limits. OpenAI warns it will sometimes, their word, hallucinate answers. So it doesn't tell you how it knows something. Which, since we're talking about literature here, kind of reminds me of a line from one of the Harry Potter books. Never trust anything that can think for itself if you can't see where it keeps its brain. But some educators say they have to learn to work with this AI.
Okay, there's this thing that can do some pretty cool things. And it's a tool.
English teacher Kim Williams, back at Hinsdale Central High School in Illinois, is thinking about what she'll need to teach students to use ChatGPT ethically.
How will this change instruction, not just to catch cheaters, but there's new technology in front of us and it's only going to get better.
She says it's a school's job not to ban new technology, but to teach students what they need to know now that it exists. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.